first full moon this summer. Sun setting. In the west, the moon about to rise in the east, the soft breeze on the vastness of the lavender field in front of me. And the undulating flowers. Like a sea of purple colors. The stillness of the evening promise of inner peace. This evening is very spacious. The landscape is stretching beyond its natural boundaries. And as the evening is coming slowly, we can feel the descending vibration. That results from the fusion of all duality. Just a few days after the summer solstice, we begin to feel the presence of that vibration in our immediate surroundings. In nature. But also where human beings live together. In cities, villages, and within us. This vibration is new. We haven't experienced it before. And yet, it is familiar to us. The vibration of oneness and pure love is our essence. And it's always been part of us. Even when we were lost in the darkest of illusions. So it is familiar. It resonates with us. And it reactivates the connection, the long lost connection with our source. Whilst at the same time, it establishes the strongest connection with the earth we've ever had. So the relationship and the interaction with the planet, with nature, the elements, becomes a lot juicier, a lot more textured, and also very specific. Because as the moon is rising in the east, it is the reflection on earth of our source. An origin and the essence of who we are that begins to become manifest. The wind, that breeze that carries the flavor of the lavender in bloom. The dancing birds. The softness in the air, the dampness coming up from the soil, and the golden shining disc of the moon are some signs of that reconnection. Within us, there are other signs or reflections, such as peace in our heart. And that unusual tranquility in our mind. But also the particular way we are softening as we are sitting now. And thereby accepting the presence and the embrace of the earth where we live. Any sign of beauty you may perceive, with your senses, any expression of love, your heart will witness. Are expressions, promises, and initial shapes of what is going to manifest gradually with more and more clarity in the coming month. We are entering a new space. Feel the vastness, the openness, notice that it is vibrating with love, frequency, and that it still remains mostly undefined at this stage. That is so open that an infinity of manifestations is possible, of which you are marveling at the beauty of life. Nature, of human activity and creation, will define some particular manifestation. Wondering, what this golden moon will create, marveling at the halo of light around the shining disk. allowing that higher vibration to penetrate our world, ourselves, and the earth more deeply. So we can embody it fully. It is so new and so familiar. We've never experienced that before and still have known it for as long as we've been here. The reminiscence of self happens whenever we can contemplate an aspect of our reality or of the external reality in amazement. And as the fusion of dualities continues, we will embody more and more of that vibration. That will allow more and more of embodied manifestation of self, our true self. Tonight, the moon rising above the horizon line, the moon in Capricorn, reminding us of all the long forgotten stories about our origin, about our loving self, about the law of love. About love as the fabric of the universe and this planet and the network of all beings living together on this planet. The sun has set, the sun in Cancer below the horizon line, entering the realm of our unconscious. permeating our unconscious with those highest frequencies from the source that we are, so that all that is less than self dissolves and manifests. Instantly. Unless we choose to believe in what isn't us and has never been. All that is not self, less than self, dissolves with the frequency of one that is now descending on earth. As the moon is rising and the sun is setting, we can feel better and better how the transformation operates the gradual dissolution of all that isn't ourselves as we let go of illusions and listen, feel, own the vibration of love only. As a result, our shining self in that embodied self that we are on earth, so not anywhere else. The marvels of being self on earth, reflected a million times. In the beauty of nature, human creation. First stars in the sky, the undulating lines of purple lavenders, the soft wind, and these increasing stillness, as the landscape darkens gradually into the shades of the night. Feel the vibration pure love, pure self. we've never been anything else than pure self and pure love. But we had forgotten. And now we remember who we are. Just a few days after the summer solstice, multiple signs of reminiscence of self in all the wonders, miracles, glittering lights, synchronicities, serendipity, look for the perfection of self and the perfection of the world. See the perfection of self and the perfection of the world, of nature, and of the community of beings living on this planet. Be self only. Let rest vanish in thin air. Be and let the evening breeze dissolve more of those illusions. False beliefs. Conditionings, habits. Let the stillness of the night pacify your heart even more. And let your quiet mind resonate with vibration of unity. Nothing